We've been working on these lessons regarding spiritual liberation now for about, well, for 7 weeks. I have gained a lot, and I hope that you have gained a lot, at least that you have come into the awareness of your thoughts, of the things that you're doing, of your human life, and that you're taking care of your spiritual nature. Because we know that the work begins where? Within. And does it begin with the masses? No, it begins with you individually. And as each one of us work out our soul salvation, as each one of us move into that time and space where we know who and what we are, others will begin to catch our vibrations, catch our energy. So, today we're concluding. The study is a 7-week series. It was based on the book by Michael Singer, Untethered Soul. Untethered Soul. You know, we bind ourselves to so many things that we have no need to bind ourselves into this human experience. We're tied tight sometimes, aren't we? It's hard to get that rope loose because we're so set in our ways and what we think is right for us. And sometimes I think like, Dr. Phil, how's that working for you? Because sometimes we go in the same cycle over and over and over again, don't we? But we're here to break that cycle. We have the tools in our tool belt now. Life is about balance. And you know, most of us have lived our lives from one extreme to the other. Either we're extremely joyous or extremely sad. But the balance is in the middle. So if you explore some of your extreme experiences, generally you'll find that there's nothing to deal with but your own thoughts and fears, your own thoughts of what you desire. And once we untether those, we can move on. So finding your center, how do we loosen the binds that tie us to the past and the future? Sometimes we concern ourselves with things that have not even happened yet. Anybody do that? You worry and you concern, and it has not happened. And maybe it never will. You know, that's one thing to be careful of if you're watching the news. Some of that is predicted for the future, but it does not have to happen. Does not have to happen. So, we all want to live where? In the now, today. This is our moment. You hear me say that often. This is our moment right now. And we want to make the best use of it by letting those thoughts that keep us caught up in the past or the present move through the energy of our heart. The energy of our heart is where love resides. That's where we drop down into that space to commune with our indwelling spirit. And we want to touch everything with that, with love, so it can move on to where it's supposed to be, and that's nowhere, nothing. So we all search, don't we? We search and search and search, rehashing stuff over and over and over, like a broken record. I want you to think right now, something that you have rehashed over and over, you're still rehashing it. Now I want you to step behind that thought. In other words, put that thought out a little ways from you, and begin to ask it some questions. Why are you here? What are you here to tell me? What am I to learn from you? And after you examine it, begin your affirmations. There is only God. Or like we said this morning, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. What that does, that gives that thought the energy to pass on. Sometimes we do that with thoughts of our loved ones. They move away or something, we don't want to let them go. So we hold on and we call them. We may even spread negative energy through the phone lines into their minds. But we know that the Spirit of God is everywhere present, right? Everywhere present. That same Spirit that is in you is in your loved one. And so we release them to do their work and their will for God. I like this by, I figured I was going to get this name wrong. This is the one name I didn't put how to pronounce. Oh, yes, I did. Latos, a Chinese mystic. Anybody familiar with that? L-A-O and T-Z-U. There are many books and periodicals out. Latos. Thank you, Sarah. This quote, I love this quote, it says, every human being's essential nature is perfect and faultless. But after years of immersion in the world, we easily forget our roots and take on a counterfeit nature. A nature that's not real, that's not even ours. Because what are we? We're spiritual beings, and this is just the experience that we're having out here in the world. So as we go along through life, we gain all this stuff from the outside that people are telling us, right? Don't go in the rain. You're going to catch a cold. That's planting a seed. You realize that? And I still have that seed in me. There are some things that collective consciousness have fed us that it's ingrained in us. And those are the types of things that we let rise to the surface. And when they happen, take some time to think about, okay, why are you telling me this? Why are you here? I am whole and well right now, and rain has nothing to do with how I'm feeling, except that I have planted that belief in me, and I'm holding on to it. I didn't let that thought pass through. It's blocked there. There's a write-up on the back cover of the Untethered Soul book. And I love this write-up. It says, "The untethered soul begins by walking you through your relationship with your thoughts and emotions, helping you uncover the source and the fluctuations of your inner energy. And it then dives you into what you can do to free yourself from habitual thoughts, emotions, energy patterns that limit your consciousness. And finally, with perfect clarity, this book opens the door to a life lived in freedom of your innermost being." But it doesn't just happen. You have to do the work. You have to do the work, do the observant. Sometimes when I read books like this, what they're telling me exactly, Spirit is telling me the same thing, but in a different way. It's speaking to me. And this is what I take from it and incorporate it in my process of thinking. I know that we say thoughts are things here in Unity. So when we talked about earlier in this studies about the thoughts coming not to stay but to pass through, I begin to work with that. Those reoccurring thoughts are the ones you really want to take some time to pay attention to. They're like a knocking on the door of your consciousness. Hey! And those are the ones I like that are good to begin to work on. So the question today, what is it like to live a liberated life? Anybody tell me? We're working there. We're on the path, right? We're working our way there. We have had examples of what I would certainly say have shown us what it looks like. Those who were not bound by labels and thoughts of separation. Those who stood in their spiritual nature to live their lives. One of the greatest examples is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." No separation. He knew exactly where he lived, moved, and had his being in spirit. He was living from the Christ within. He was totally committed to his spiritual nature. That's a great example for us. Never bending, never giving in, even though they were trying to trick him up many times. He always, always stood in the light and in the energy of God. So, in John 14 and 10, he said these words that also should resonate in us. He said, "These words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works." Do we take time to release and let go and listen to our inner being, to our inner spirit? Do we take time when we're in the midst of a whirlwind to take that moment and know I like the psalmist, be still and know that I am God. And that is in you, all that power, all that magnificence is in you. That's how we loosen the binds that the ties that bind us. That's how we move from living in the past to being right here, handling what's happening right now. There are others that I could think of. You may could think of some too. Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, surrounded by chaos, but they were living a spiritually liberated life. You know, to do so requires a sense of awareness. Awareness that we are not the labels placed on us. I am not Vernetta. I am not Jane. I am not Jackie. These are labels that are placed on us. Deep down on the innermost level, we're spiritual beings because we live and move and have our experience in God. And when we remember that, it makes a humongous difference in our choices. Because we no longer worry about what someone else might think about us. Because I'm thinking about that song, I'm only here for God to do the will and the work of that in me that is divine. So, the key to becoming untethered is simple. If you're like me, whenever you hear somebody say something as simple, you say, oh boy, let me brace myself. And that's only because we've been caught up in this world of experiences for most of our lives. I do know one person in the room grew up in Unity. I didn't. I never knew this until I came into Unity. But it requires a sense of an awareness. Awareness that we are not our labels. We're not separated from anything. An awareness of the source that we all move in as one. And living from that awareness is a spiritual journey. It doesn't happen overnight. Even though we've been into this 7 weeks, don't think that you're just going to wake up tomorrow and say, okay, I'm totally there. But you're aware of what it's like, right? You're aware that you have some work to do. You're aware that you have some things to release and let go of. And that's why we're all here together, to remind one another. You are the Christ. So, what's the key? The key is simple, but we make it challenging. The key is to just relax and release. You're in this moment right here, right now. This is the moment to deal with that thought and let it pass through. Don't back it up, keep it stuck, because that's when we begin to not be able to work out of or untie that rope without work. It's not impossible. I'm not saying that. So take a deep breath, whatever it is you may have on your mind today. Look at it, face it, question it. Singer reminded us that the stuff in our lives didn't come to stay. It came to pass. We let them stay, though. We let them take up permanent residence. We say, come in. Make yourself at home. But that's not the way to be free. That's not the way to be liberated. I just want to give you one more thought before we move into meditation. This is something that I've just become familiar with, and I guess you can tell because it's difficult for me to pronounce it. Lasso. This whole Tao Te Ching is, those of us in book club, we're kind of familiar with it, because she does a blessing, a Tao blessing for us. I want to give you the spelling so that if you want to look some of this up later, you can. It's Tao, T-A-O, D-T-E, T-E, T like Thomas, Ching, C-H-I-N-G, and pronounce Tao Te Ching. Close enough. And what it is the Tao translates to the way. And it's essentially about living a balanced life, recognizing that there are two poles of in every experience. So the Tao is that place of balance between the two poles. For example, some of us swing to an extreme. That's your worry, anger, and whatever. And then some of us swing to another extreme. That's to do nothing about it and let the problem fester and grow. The Tao is finding the balance between the two. And I think of that balance as being the now, dealing with it right now so that it can move on. And so in the book, I like the thought of balancing, because we talk about balancing all the time. But I like this example. It talks about a sailboat. And so to sail, it takes perfect balance, doesn't it? Anybody ever been on a sailboat? Okay. It takes perfect balance. To sail, it takes balance between the wind, the sail, the rudder, and then what tension you put on the ropes. I watch a program, so I love to watch them when they're working with sailing. And the thing is, if there's too much wind and the sail is not up, what happens? You go nowhere. If the sail is up and there's no wind, what happens? You're still not going to go anywhere. takes wind to move it. But when you have that perfect balance, when you have that sail up and the wind is blowing and the tension in the ropes are just so, you're going to move. You're going to move. We have to find our balance. And how do we find our balance? We do the inner work. It takes some inner work. You know, part of the work is to contemplate the greatness that you are. Did you know you were great? Did you know you have that divinity in you? Take time to sit sometimes and let that energy wash over you. I like to do it when there's chaos in my life. I sit and I know that divine energy is moving in and through my very being in this very moment. Another way is prayer. You know, whenever I say prayer, people say, oh, well, I don't have time to sit down and pray. You don't have time to sit down and not pray. Prayer is your connection. I like to think of prayer as my opportunity to speak it out, to speak the word. And then get still and meditate. Listen. Get quiet. Let that flow move through you. Know that you are not this experience. You're the being having this experience, but it's not the essence of you. Therefore, it cannot destroy you because there's something in you that can't be hurt, sick, or afraid. These are the words of Myrtle. Can't be hurt, sick, or afraid because it's Christ's spirit in you. And it lives on and on and on. And when we catch that belief, we can let go of the pain and the sorrow. Yes, we are human beings. We're going to have that momentary moment, but then we're going to know the truth in this situation. What's the equalizer? What brings you into balance? Love and forgiveness. That brings you to that point of peace. We can all live a spiritually, and that's the word that you have to catch in all this. I'm not just talking about, well, I'll never be free because we didn't go fight the war over there and those people always are holding me in captivity. That's not the kind of liberation I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting back to your center and living from that point. And no matter what happens in your life, you have attributes that are God-given attributes. Love, peace, zeal, wisdom. Have you tapped into them today? That takes quiet time. That takes knowing. That takes coming into the awareness that you are more than a body. Continue your path. Continue your journey. It works, Johnny Coleman said, it works if you work it. It can manifest. You can come to a point, no matter what's going on in your life, you can rise above it and let it move through. Takes work, and we're going to do some of that right now. So we're going to begin with the Lord's Prayer. Take a deep breath and just shake all that concentration that you may be doing on my words off, because it's not about me, it's about you and your connection. Take a deep breath and let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. And take a deep breath and settle into this moment right here, right now. This is our moment. This is the moment right now where we can make the choice to begin again. This is the moment right now where we can know we are unlimited. This is the moment right now where we can know our freedom, where we can know the one presence and the one power in the universe and in our lives. This is the moment that we can connect, that we can affirm deep within us that we live, move, and have our being in spirit. This is the moment where we can breathe in deeply and sigh out loudly, knowing that we're entering that sacred space within. We're entering the energy of the heart. We're entering where love resides. We're entering where we make the connection with our inner spirit. And as we step over that threshold of our inner chamber, we just experience the energy that is God. And we take a moment to just rest and trust and let the flow occur in the quiet. And as we know in this time of quiet, I am free and unlimited in my mind and in my life. Breathing that in and putting that back into circulation. I am free and unlimited in my mind and in my life. Dear God, we're grateful this morning. We're grateful because we know we are free and unlimited. And we know that we are coming into the awareness of our freedom, and we are grateful. And as we move through this human experience, we exercise our right as a child of the Most High, as a Christ child. We exercise our right to the right choices for our lives that we make in the now, right here, and release. And so, as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, I want you to affirm with me, I am free and unlimited in my mind and in my life. Together, I am free and unlimited in my mind and in my life. Breathe that in. Feel that. Know that that is the truth and passing through. And as you open your eyes, I want you to look at someone and tell them you are free and unlimited in your mind and in your life. Together, you are free and unlimited in your mind and in your life. Tell someone else, you are free and unlimited in your mind and in your life. Feel that energy transferring between you and them as they come into the awareness of that affirmation. And then as a sense of community, we hold all of us as we affirm we are free together. We are free and unlimited in our minds and in our lives. And we feel that energy flowing throughout this room, and we claim it right here, right now, that it is so, and so it is. Amen.